Why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers? Likewise, the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink. And he said unto them, can you make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? Verse 35. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then they shall fast in those days. Verse 36. And he spake also a parable unto them. No man put a piece of new garment upon an old, if otherwise, then both the new makes a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new does not agree with the old. Verse 37. No man puts new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottle and be spilled, and the bottle shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man, after having drunk the old wine, straightway desireth the new, for he saith, the old is better. May the Lord bless the reading of his words in our hearts this morning, in Jesus' name. Now, like I said, I just want to talk briefly to you about new wine in new bottle. This is the month of excellence, and we're growing from one level of excellence to a higher level of excellence. Now, for those who do not know anything about wine and fermentation, this is a freebie, a small understanding of what happens to wine. Now, Jesus, whom you and I are following, was talking to a people about wine. And the wine he was talking about was not fruit wine. It was not Capel, but he was talking about alcoholic wine, so they could have an understanding. So it's appropriate for me to talk about it. So for those of you that know nothing about wine, this is a small education about wine. Now, wine in itself undergoes what we call fermentation. And the fermentation process is what builds up pressure within the container when the wine is put in there. So the deeper or the higher degree of fermentation, the higher the quantity and quality of the alcohol within it. Now, at the end of the day, how it's been done in those days is no different from the way it's been done today. Now, from what Jesus said, some few things come out almost immediately. New wine in old wine bottle will make the bottle to break and the wine to spill. As a result, you have what we call a negative value. When you have old wine being put into new wine bottles, what simply happens is like the quality, the taste of the wine will be bad. At the end of the day, the value is still negative. When you put new wine into new wine bottles or wine skin, as the case may be, the fermentation process actually begins. And that will bring value or add value to the quality of the wine in itself. Now, having said that, there's a need for us to equally understand how does wine and wine bottle relate to us today. When we talk about wine, wine means having a new idea, talks about a new process, talks about a new vision, talks about something new. When we're talking about wineskin is talking about a new mission, it's talking about a belief system, it's talking about a culture, it's talking about your environment, it's talking about the people that surround you. Now, anybody who wishes to accomplish something new in his or her life must first have a vision of that which he wants to accomplish. If you do not have a vision of the destination, you cannot even start the journey in itself. Jesus spoke about the same thing in other ways. For you to accept a new idea into your life, you must first of all change the way of your thinking. In John chapter 3, verse 3 downwards, Jesus said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot what? He cannot see the kingdom of God." He further on went and explained and said, "Except a man be born of the Spirit and of water, he cannot even enter into the kingdom of God." If you're born again, in other words, your wineskin, in other words, you, except you yourself change the way of your thinking, the new idea of the kingdom of heaven, you cannot see. Except you change the way you process things, you cannot even enter into the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God to us today is new wine. You, your thinking, your belief system happens to be the wineskin. Now, as a leader, any leader that wants to introduce a new idea must first of all prepare the wineskin. In other words, the followers or those who are there with him. As a business owner, if you want to introduce a new idea to those who are working with you, you need to prepare the people first. Preparing the people first could mean training them for the new things that are coming. Preparing the people is acquainting them or encouraging them to upgrade themselves so that when the new idea comes in place, they'll be able to move forward. This morning, I had Brother Charles talking about the coal industry and what is going on. What happened was like a new idea of renewable energy, clean energy, had been in place almost 20, 30 years ago. But the coal workers did not retrain their mind to know that one day we're going to say no more coal because it's encroaching on the environment. So there is a problem. The change is difficult, even though they're promised a change, which cannot happen in this present day world. So therefore, before you can accept a new wine, there's a need for you to prepare the old wineskin. To prepare the wineskin. Jesus went on further to say, no one, after they had had a taste of the new wine, old wine, desires the new. Because they say the old one does what? Taste better. They're familiar with the old one. Anyone who wishes to change a habit, an attitude, or to add a new skill to his or her life, it's important for you to change your environment, your relationship, as a way of achieving your goal. If you want to improve yourself, if you want to be able to do things differently, you cannot be in the same place and accept things to change. You must be relocated in the way of your thinking and the people around you. Now, in the world that we're going into, a lot of things are changing in our environment, but as it changes, for you to be able to make the best of those changes, which happens to be new wine, you yourself need to be changed. Now, new wine, new ideas in old bottles, old thinking, new ideas will mess things up totally because you will not be able to reconcile the new idea with the old ways of doing things. You will always say the old way is tried and tested. So therefore, let us stick to the old way. Now, when we're talking about old wine in new wine skin. We're saying that you will hear the old ideas, that's old wine, old ideas. But because you're a new wine skin, when you hear those things, they do not resonate within you properly. But because you have been in that idea for so long, either you are afraid to break out of it because you don't want anybody to come after you, or you have the struggle within you at most times. Remember, old wine in new wineskin will mess up the taste of the wine in itself. Now, for those who are in the new, the old will always sound strange to them. Now, for those who have kids that are grown, you will know that your kids ask the strangest questions from you, and you better have a good answer. What's even strange is that while the kids are under your tutelage, they do what you ask them to do just as to please you. But the moment they leave you, they break out into what they really believe in. Now, as an example, how many of you here ever had your parents say to you, what kind of music are you listening to? What kind of rubbish is that? How many of you, your parents ever told you that? What kind of music are you listening to? All right, a few of us. Now, can you compare what you're listening to what the kids today are listening to? You think there is crazier than your own. Now, what has happened is this. My parents thought that when they were listening to whatever that guy is that shakes his waist so much, Elvis Presley was the best thing. I think, what kind of music is that? What's he talking about? Now, when I came on and started listening to people like Brothers Johnson, people like Cameo, my parents said, that is so much noise. Now, my kids are listening to music. I wonder, what is that guy talking about? Now, what has happened now is that ideas have changed. The wineskin did not change. So the same way that you had a new idea and you were prepared for the new, is the same way your children have a new and they're equally prepared for it, but you might be a problem. Now, what am I saying about all of this new skin and bottle? He's saying there are new ideas today within the body of Christ. But as long as you hold on to this old belief system, even when the new comes, because you are stuck in the old, you will resist the new thing. The people in the days of Jesus resisted the new idea of Christ. For they saw his disciples that they seemed to always be having a party at all times. And they said, why is it that John, the guy that did not have any fashion sense, his disciples, they fasted? Why is it that those who are the Pharisees, who at least they're the institution, they do this, but your own seem to be having fun? Now, Jesus did not say there was anything wrong with the whole concept of fasting. But he said, you see, there is a new idea that is in place right now. It's not the fasting only. The prayer is included. But there is a need for you to know that at the appointed time, at the appropriate time, things will begin to work. He never canceled out the old, but he was saying there is a new idea. Now, what is Jesus saying? The destination remains the same. But the journey, the route to the destination is what has changed. Jesus is simply saying the destination is heaven. But how we get to heaven in this modern time has changed. The delivery method has changed, but the destination remains the same. Today, I'm calling you to the point that if you need to move to a higher level of excellence, you need to change your way of thinking. If you need to appreciate and understand what God is saying to you at a time like this, you need to change the way of your thinking. Nothing is wrong with the old. Remember, The old is old, and you need to be old to understand the old. But if you are going to embrace the new, what is new today, you need to flow with the ideas of the new in a new wineskin. Often I say this, I belong also in some areas to the old school. For me growing up, pen pal, how many of you know what they call pen pal? You write letters, okay, the old school know that. You write letter to a person somewhere that you know not of, and you exchange mails with one another. Today, pen pal doesn't work anymore. There's Twitter, there's Facebook, then all those strange things that happen. I call it strange, but for those who are current today, that's what they use. That's why the postal service is almost going out of fashion. Who sends letters? Unless it's a bill. Even the bill can do it online. And you don't have to lick any stamp. Now, if you insist that except I send a letter, go ahead and send it. It will take a while before it gets there. But things have changed. Communication remains the same. But the method of communicating has changed already. Now, if you decide that you want to resist the new idea, not only will it break you, but you'll never get anything done. Same thing about the church today. The destination remains the same, but the method of getting there has changed already. And when you embrace the new idea with a new bottle, wineskin, then you will appreciate what God is saying to us in the moment. In closing, when we were having the Bible study on Wednesday, we're able to see some things that I believe is transforming our lives. It's one thing to read that word. It's another thing for you to understand what is saying to you today. You can look at it and say, this is it. But if you don't have an understanding of what is being said, it will mess you up. For instance, one takeaway from it last Wednesday was like, it was said, by his stripes. What did the Bible say? We were healed. Until somebody actually said, but do you know that that's a true statement? I said, how? Your body, on a daily basis, it's healing itself. How many of you are aware of that? Oh, you don't know. Your body is healing itself on a daily basis. Cut yourself. The moment you cut yourself, your body starts the process of healing. How many of you know that there are bacteria flying all over the place? Are you aware of that? Right? You know there are germs all over the place? Now, if your body was not undergoing, having this what they call red blood corpuscles, red white cells, I think that's what they call them, fighting against those things, you'll fall sick so quickly. The people that fall sick quickly, not to say anything wrong with them, is because there's an imbalance in the body. That's why that happens. Now, by now having an understanding that by his stripes you were healed, there's one thing happening already. Your body is healing itself automatically. Now, if it goes beyond what it can do, by faith, you go and see a medical professional that will help you to get that balance back. Being sick is a way of you knowing you're out of balance and you need help to get the balance back. So when I say by his stripes, I have been healed even though I feel sickness, I go by faith knowing fully well that I was created healthy. Things may have gone wrong, but I know that by God, by my faith in him, he will help me get the balance that I need back. Therefore, for anyone who's experienced any form of sickness in the house, I say to you this morning, by his stripes, you were healed and you will experience that true healing in Jesus' name. Amen. New wine must go into new wineskin. And as you go changing the way of your thinking, when you hear the word of God for you for this moment, you will not resist it. You will not turn away from it, but rather you will understand that it's God's word for you at a time like this. Let us pray.